From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is pledging to remain in Tripoli, although it is unknown if he's even in the capital city. Gaddafi is staunchly defending his regime in the face of a fast-moving advance by rebels, some of whom are already in Tripoli. It remains unclear if Gaddafi's forces are still in control of the capital. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports civilians are running for safety wherever they can.
There's been fighting the last 24 hours in many of the neighborhoods in Tripoli, and what we've seen is civilians, basically whole families, getting into their cars and with all their belongings and fleeing to the west of the country, to the relative safety of cities that have now been freed of Gaddafi control, like Zawiya and other locations in the western mountains. They reported to me when I spoke to them today that the situation was extremely tense in the capital. They were running street battles in certain neighborhoods, and that beyond that, the food, electricity, just general livability in the city was very, very difficult, and that is why many of them have been fleeing.
That's NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro. The president of Syria is appealing to the public to stop its uprising and allow political reform to unfold in the country. Bashar al-Assad is heard through an interpreter appeared on Al Jazeera to speak to the unrest in his country.
Matter of fact, we are really able to deal with the situation, and we achieved security achievements. We cannot reveal them, but we have some procedures, and I'm not concerned at all. We can deal with the situation.
Syria has been in the grip of an uprising for about 5 months now. It also faces mounting calls from the West for Bashar al-Assad to resign, and this in the wake of its crackdown on anti-government activists. The Arab League has held an emergency meeting in Cairo to discuss recent Israeli airstrikes on Gaza. Mayor Kennedy in Cairo reports that the Arab League condemned the attacks and urged the United Nations to take action.
In a statement, the Arab League said that Israel should be held legally and financially responsible for war crimes and crimes against humanity for the recent airstrikes. The airstrikes began Thursday after a wave of attacks by militants near the Israeli border. The Arab League wants the assault on Gaza to stop. They've urged the UN Security Council to take action. The League also said it holds Israel responsible for the deaths of several Egyptian policemen on Thursday near the Israeli border. Israel has since apologized for those deaths. Barakat al-Farah is the Palestinian representative to the Arab League. He says, "We talk about peace, we want peace. Israel does not want peace, and it insists on hindering the peace process." For NPR News, I'm Merritt Kennedy in Cairo.
The lawyer for two American men being held in Iran for espionage says he will appeal his client's prison sentence. This is NPR. A debate is raging inside the European Union over whether to introduce Eurobonds, bonds jointly held by all 17 euro area economies, as a way to help ease the crippling debt crisis. Terry Schultz reports from the newest member of the Eurozone, Estonia, where leaders have a simpler rule. Don't spend more than you make.
Estonia has fewer than 1.5 million people, but they live as a model of economic austerity for other EU nations. Estonia's debt-to-GDP ratio is just 6.6%. Greece's almost 143%. Even EU powerhouse Germany has debt equaling 83.2% of its GDP. Speaking as his rigidly disciplined country celebrates 20 years of independence from the Soviet Union, Estonian Foreign Minister Urmas Paet says history gives him a certain perspective.
The worries we see today in Europe, comparing with problems and fears and situations we have seen here in Estonia only some decades ago, it's nothing.
Estonia's second quarter GDP growth of 1.8% also beat the EU average of 0.2%. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Tallinn.
A month of national mourning in Norway ended this day with a nationally televised memorial service in Oslo for the 77 people killed in last month's bombing and mass shooting. President Obama tells CBS his low approval rating is reflecting general public discontent with Congress. In an interview broadcast today, the president says that even though his policies have helped keep the economy from getting worse, that argument may not resonate with unemployed Americans. Recent public opinion polls have shown Mr. Obama's approval rating hovering around 40%. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.